Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building one of those vocal moments that can really give a drum and bass track identity, an echo chamber style filtered breakdown swing in Ableton Live 12. The idea here is simple, but the impact is huge. You take a vocal phrase, darken it, shape it with filtering, then let the repeats bounce around the groove so it feels like the vocal is moving through a room instead of just sitting on top of the beat. That's the energy we want. Hypnotic, moody, tight, and still danceable. This works especially well in the last 4 or 8 bars before a drop, or as a mid-track switch-up, when you want to reset the tension without draining the momentum. And that matters in D&B, because vocals can get awkward fast. Too dry, and they feel pasted on. Too wet, and they wash out the drums. This approach gives you movement, space, and anticipation while keeping the vocal emotionally present. Start with the right phrase. You want something short, usually 2 to 4 bars max, and it should have a strong shape. A word with a rough edge, a held vowel, or a phrase with a natural gap works really well. If there's too much breath noise or room tone before the line, trim it tight unless that noise actually adds atmosphere. The source needs to be clear, because if the vocal is already muddy, the delay will just multiply the mess. What to listen for here? Does the phrase still make sense when you imagine it being filtered down? If the answer is no, pick a different line. The best vocal phrases for this technique can survive being stripped back and still feel intentional. Now build your main vocal chain. Put EQ8 on the vocal first and use it like a tone shaper. Clear the low end with a high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 HE. Take out a little boxiness if needed around 250 to 500 HE, and roll off some top end if the vocal needs to sit further back. Then add auto filter after that and use it as the motion control. A low pass filter with moderate resonance is usually the move, and you can automate the cutoff so the vocal gradually opens over 4 or 8 bars. A good starting range is somewhere around 500 HZ up to 4 or even 8K HZ, depending on how open you want it by the end. If the phrase needs more density, add a touch of saturator after the filter. Just a little. You're not trying to turn it into distortion for the sake of it. You're thickening the mid-range so the vocal still has presence on smaller systems. Why this works in D&B is because the low end needs to stay clear for the kick and sub, and the top end is usually busy with hats, rides, and break to tail. So the vocal lives in the mid-range pocket, where it can carry emotion without stepping on the rhythm section. Now for the echo chamber itself. The cleanest way to do this in Ableton is with a return track or a parallel chain using echo or delay. Keep the timing musical and the feedback controlled. A sync delay at 1/8D, 1/4, or 3/16 can give you that swingy feel, depending on the groove. Feedback around 20-45% is a solid place to start. Darken the delay a bit so the repeats sit behind the dry vocal instead of competing with it. If you use echo, lean into its filtering and modulation carefully. A small amount of movement can make the repeats feel like they're bouncing in a room. If you use delay, keep the stereo width controlled so the effect stays punchy. For a tighter chamber, use a shorter delay and lower feedback. For a wider, more haunted tail, go a bit longer and open the stereo no more. Choose the tighter version if the arrangement is already busy. Choose the wider one if you need more drawla and air. Now comes the real trick. The repeats need to land with a break, not just in time with the grid. In D&B, that usually means letting the delay answer the snare gaps rather than covering them up. If the repeat lands right on top of the snare crack, the groove loses its snap. So move the delay time, adjust the vocal clip timing slightly, or change the subdivision until it feels like the vocal is pulling the rhythm forward rather than smearing it. What to listen for? The repeat should feel like it's leaning into the pocket, not drifting over it. If the snare starts disappearing into the chamber, shorten the feedback or darken the return more aggressively. Once the basic movement is working, automate the filter opening across the breakdown. Don't open everything too fast. In an 8-bar pre-drop, a strong arc might be dark and sparse in the first couple of bars, then gradually more open and more active in the middle, then slightly stripped back again right before the drop. That last moment is important, because tension in D&B is often strongest when the arrangement opens and then deliberately withdraws. You can also automate the delay send a little if you want the tail to become more obvious as the breakdown progresses, but keep it controlled. The goal is not to turn the whole thing into a wash. You still want the drums to feel like the anchor. Now bring the full drum groove back in and check the vocal in context. Kick, snare, hats, break elements, bass if it's already in there. This is where you find out whether the vocal is supporting the groove or just floating on top of it. The snare should still read clearly, especially on the backbeat, and the vocal should feel like it belongs to the same rhythm. If the vocal is fighting the snare, reduce some upper mid energy around 2.5 to 5 kHz or shorten the delay feedback. If the vocal disappears when the bass comes back, add a little saturation, bring the dry level up slightly, or open the filter a touch more at the end of the phrase. But don't overdo it. A restrained vocal chamber often hits harder than a big glossy one. A useful extra move is to build a second layer if you want more menace. Keep one chain clean and musical, and make another one gritty and shadowy. The clean chain can be EQ, auto filter, echo, and maybe utility for width control. The shadow chain can have a little more drive, maybe some redux if you want a digital edge, and a shorter repeat pattern. Keep that darker layer lower in the mix. It should feel like a texture behind the vocal, not a second lead. This is especially powerful in darker roller material or neuro-leaning arrangements, where the vocal needs to feel half-remembered rather than fully exposed. That's a great mindset for the sound. Treat the vocal chamber like a rhythmic ghost with emotion. Another important habit, check the effect in mono. If the chamber collapses badly, narrow the return, simplify the delay, or keep the dry vocal centered and let only the echo spread. In club music, a narrow effect that holds together in mono is usually more reliable than a wide glossy one that falls apart when the system sums down. What to listen for here? Does the vocal still feel strong when the width is reduced? If yes, you've built something club ready. If it falls apart, the effect is probably too dependent on stereo spread instead of actual groove and tone. Arrangement-wise, give the vocal a job. In an 8-bar pre-drop, let it start dark and sparse, open a little in the middle, then strip it back hard on the first hit of the drop. In a 16-bar breakdown, let the vocal act as a call and response against pads or a bass drone, then pull it away for a couple of bars before the drop, so the space feels intentional. In a second drop, switch up, bring it back in a more processed form, maybe darker or more chopped, so the listener feels progression instead of repetition. If the repeats are already doing exactly what you want, print the vocal to auto. That gives you total control over the tail. You can trim the end, cut overlaps, or shape the last repeat so it lands exactly where you want before the drop. This is a big workflow win in Ableton, because it lets you commit the musical part of the effect and arrange around it cleanly. A quick pro move here is to think in snare phrases, not just bar lines. If a delay repeat distracts from the backbeat, move it or trim it until the snare still feels like the anchor. And if you want a little more tension, automate the filter opening a bit slower than you think in the first half of the breakdown, then faster in the last one or two bars. That asymmetry creates a stronger pull into the drop. Now, a few mistakes to avoid. Don't low pass the vocal so hard that it becomes dull and unreadable. Don't use so much feedback that the chamber turns into fog. Don't let the delay fight the snare. Don't widen the whole thing too much. And don't overprocess before the groove is actually working. If the phrasing and timing aren't right, extra saturation and reverb won't save it. They'll just hide the problem. Also, for darker DNB, resist the urge to make the breakdown pretty. You usually want controlled, mid-focused, and a little dangerous. Short filtered echoes often sound more effective than huge cinematic reverb. Keep the chamber feeling like it's in the track, not floating above it. One more advanced idea if you want extra movement. After you print the vocal chamber, cut the best tail, shift it slightly, or reverse a small piece and use it as a transition texture. That can give you a really bespoke DNB feel without needing a bunch of extra layers. So here's the core recap. Pick a vocal phrase that can survive filtering. Shape it with a EQ8 and auto filter. Use a dark, controlled delay return to create the echo chamber. Make sure the repeats land with the drums, especially around the snare. Automate the filter so the breakdown evolves. Keep the low end clean, check mono, and commit the version once it's doing the job. If it sounds moody, controlled, and ready to slam back into the groove, you're there. For the practice challenge, build a 4-bar vocal chamber that starts dark, swings around the drums, and sets up a clean, exciting drop. Use only stock Ableton devices. Keep the low end fully cleared out, and focus on one vocal phrase and one delay return. Then listen back and ask yourself, can you still hear the snare clearly? Does it stay solid in mono? And does the last bar feel like it's pulling into the drop? Take your time, trust the groove, and don't chase the flashy version first. Get the swing right, and the rest falls into place.